Blog Talk Radio.
All right. 5840, you live on the air.
Hey, Wally, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Okay, I can see that you're being consistent. We're loving this. You've been working nonstop. That's the way to go. Keep up the good work. I was actually in TK Live when she shouted out the Neighborhood Talk. So I didn't know that he got it from you. That's a great, great thing. You see, don't be afraid to post stuff and produce it. If you see something, send it to Wally. Let Wally be the first one to post.
Yes.
Okay, oh, that was a big, big thing. So I wish you more people. I wish more people come onto your platform, get more subscribers. And I'm so happy that Kyle did that. That's so love. Because some people won't even post, and some people won't even at you.
Okay.
Not you per se, but just at. Really, really good for you. And Tasha K did that.
Yes, she did. That costume was definitely lit. It was fun. I saw it in there. I said, that's just great. I had a good time watching her live. It was very entertaining. I caught some of it, and of course, I'm going to watch the full once I'm done with this. Because once I'm cooking and stuff, my chicken, I'm going to definitely catch the full out. But what I saw towards the end, it was really entertaining. Like, she really nailed the Boosie character.
She definitely will. And I believe, do you think he's going to drag her tomorrow?
No.
What's your thinking?
It will be surprising if he do it, honestly. It would surprise me. Like, now if Lil Nas X would have dressed up like he would have responded in real time.
Okay. But I also want to be a little shady. So there are three top bloggers, correct? So isn't it the Shade Room, the Neighborhood Talking, is it on site as well? On site, you're slacking. Why TK is not on your blog?
Because Riley don't see it for Tasha K. And Riley
It doesn't matter.
And Malago Grams doesn't see it for Tasha K. You know,
these are top people. Like, it doesn't matter. Post work is work.
They should, but they're not going to do it. Malago Grams not going to do it. Because she's mad because Tasha K said her husband worked at Target. And ever since that, she dragged her husband working at Target or Walmart. She has just not been posting Tasha K. So I don't see Ra posting Tasha because she's mad that Tasha got a better relationship with her with Nicki Minaj. So I don't know. Maybe I can text and log on the text number and call her, but I don't see her doing it because ever since that Tasha K said that Malago Graham's husband worked at Walmart, she have just not been posting her. She's been throwing shade.
But I'm just saying, like, they're bloggers. Like, it's to do your work, even if you don't like the person, correct? Put it up and be a little shady.
Yeah, and it's not even a problem. Like, you know, if her husband work at Walmart getting boxes and working as a cashier, nothing wrong with that. Malago Graham should be honored. Like, your man is out here working real hard, putting on his Walmart outfit.
A working man is a working man.
A working man is, you know what I'm saying, is a working man. But ever since that Tasha K docked the husband, she have been extremely upset at Tasha K.
Wow, but, I just want to be a little messy, but it just shows that, I don't know, to me it seemed like, a hater, because if it's stuff that's trending, post it.
Yes.
The people want to know. The people want to see what's going on.
We interviewed Rolling Ray, and the blogs didn't post it. So it is, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes they get a little shady, and that's okay. That's how you create your own outlet, so you don't have to be worried about them posting you and have your own page and build up your own audience. Because if you expect other people to co-sign you, when they get in those position of power, they pick their favorites, and they don't. You know what I mean? And that's just how that go.
And it's so sad because they're not going to make it in life by doing that.
Facts.
But I just calling to be a little messy.
I agree. Thank you so very much. No, honestly, thank you so very much for calling in and giving your opinion. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Okay. The number is 646-716-8447. Next caller. Anonymous, you live on the Anonymous, you live on the air.
Hello, Wylene.
Hi.
Okay, I want to comment about Jada Pinkett. You said that, you know, it's disrespectful for her to be lusting over her dead lover. And it's not disrespectful. Sometimes it's hard to get over a first love. Even when you have been married for 20 years, there is still a part of that person inside you. And the fact that they died a tragic death makes it even, you know, to get over. Jada Pinkett Smith does not need criticism right now. She needs prayer because something is really wrong with her still, you know, lusting over her dead lover after having a husband and her kids. So there's something that Will Smith is not doing that the dead lover, you know, still has that, you know, attachment there. There's something in that marriage is disconnected. And just because she, you know, write her dead lover a poem, I mean, sometimes we write and read, you know, to get over things. It's like therapy. It might be, I'm pretty sure at some point that was therapy in their marriage, her, you know, confessing her love to her dead lover. So it's no need to bash this woman. It's, don't wish divorce on her. Put prayers on her because when people die, it's very, very sad. And we always going to have that emotional connection, you know, to people. I think Will Smith should support her. You know, maybe something happened where she is still reminiscing over this dead man and had to go over to this young boy. They have, I think, Tupac and August have something in common that Will Smith don't. And I think in their marriage, they need to figure that out. And maybe, you know, they can still have happy years. But there's nothing wrong with lusting over your dead lover and, you know, things like that. Sometimes, I mean, it's therapy. Therapy.
Okay, can I say this? Yeah. He's been dead over 25 years. Mm-hmm. It's time to get over that and move on with your life. I listen to you, sis. It is disrespectful for her to dishonor Will Smith because he's the man. That's her husband. Your lover is dead. He's maggot food. So she should respect Will Smith because he's bringing in the paper. He's bringing in the love. Tupac is gone. And I personally believe if he had a white woman, she would not be grieving over her lost loved ones. You know, white people get over people quick. That's what I personally believe. Honestly, I believe that. But go ahead.
Will Smith might be her flesh husband, but I think Tupac is her spiritual husband. You cannot divorce your spiritual husband, Wiley. Your spiritual husband is
Will need to kick out her crackhead mama and kick out Jada then and move on with the life.
Spiritual-wise,
it doesn't matter about that. You have to move on. If I have a wife and she's still grieving over her first love, I'm going to dump her, okay, and get me a good, wholesome white woman that is going to cook for me, and I'm going to teach her how to season and make me pot roast and stuff like that and the potatoes I'm going to do that because nowhere in the world you're going to disrespect me as your husband grieving over your love. Get over it and move on with your life. Get over it.
Will Smith has a spiritual lover, too. So why can't she have her spiritual husband? Will Smith has a spiritual wife.
Okay,
so
who is...
He can have a spiritual wife.
Who is Will Smith's spiritual wife?
I think Will Smith's spiritual wife is Halle Berry. Okay, I know Halle Berry is not dead, but that is still his spiritual wife. You don't have to be dead to have a spiritual connection. Will Smith said, I think I read something allegedly, that Will Smith said that he wanted to date Halle Berry. And I really do think sometimes he wished that Halle Berry was the flesh wife and not the spiritual wife. Halle Berry allegedly is Will's spiritual wife. So
I personally believe that if you are with a woman that cheated, not cheated, but moved on with somebody younger, you should take that and say, you know what, go ahead and you leave, let's divorce. Why stick with somebody that you're not, that y'all not compatible in the bedroom? And if you're not compatible with the bedroom, he's not trying to make sure you come multiple times, or he have not made you, because I think Will have not made Jada come in a long time. And I think he's tired of her, you know, especially if you've been married, for that long, honestly. And I think, like, if that's not, if you're not at that level where you are compatible with your mate, then move on. That's what I would do.
Only your spiritual mate can make you, you know, satisfied in bed, honestly. That is just her physical husband, Will Smith. He is not her spiritual. That's why she goes to other men for sexual encounters, because her spiritual husband is dead. So she would never really have a, you know, satisfying sexual experience unless she divorced her spiritual husband and get another one. So, yeah, Wiley,
But that's what you believe. That's what you believe. Are you in a relationship, Carla? Are you in a relationship, or are you single?
I do have a spiritual partner. Not dead, but spiritual.
Who is your spiritual partner?
I'm not going to name them on public platform, but it's a connection. It's only that connection that he can give. Even if I do have a boyfriend or a husband, they have to know that I have a spiritual partner. I will let them know that.
Who is your spiritual partner? Is it a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, Wiley, that does not matter.
Who is your spiritual partner?
I will say they have the same views as me. We spiritually entwined. We see each other, you know.
Okay.
We're connected like that.
Okay, honestly, where are you from, sis? Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
You from what?
Florida.
You from Florida. Is this somebody,
yes,
your spiritual partner? Is this somebody that is famous and well known, your spiritual partner?
Yes. I am a image consultant. So yes, they're in that department. I do work with famous people. I think I told you this before. I do
Do you work with? Because you told me that you were an image consultant. You told me that you work with famous people.
Well, Wiley, you know we cannot name our clients.
Of your clients to come on the Wiley Show? Because you call me every time. You know I'm a good guy.
Well, I'm trying to get them to send you a book. I'm going to put this on your Amazon list, the Candace Owens Blackout book. I'm going to send you that for your birthday.
Candace Owens book, The Blackout or something, The Black something. I have that book.
Yeah.
I'm reading it right now. I'm actually reading it right now. Let me say this. And I actually like Candace Owens. I have nothing against her. I would like to interview her.
I will see if I can get her on Twitter to contact you. But Candace Owens, she's a nice woman. You definitely should have an interview with her on your show. And you got the book, because I was going to send you the book as a housewarming gift.
Oh, no, I have the book because I was very, very interested. It's talking to Candace Owens and having a conversation with us. I would definitely love that. But I want to say this. You're single right now, but you have a spiritual partner. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I have a spiritual partner. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I have a physical partner. I have a physical partner, a spiritual partner, and I got physical friends. You use those people for different things. And that's what I'm saying. Jada is using those people for different things. That's why people should not criticize her and Will Smith.
I'm kind of glad that you brought up Candace on. So if you could let her know, tell her that I would love for her to come on the Wiley Show. I would let her talk just like I let you talk. And how did you find out about the Wiley Show? I'm curious. How did you find out about the show?
Because one day you were talking about Nicki Minaj's husband. And it made me very angry because I think Nicki Minaj, remember when I said that Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B, and they were basically showing soft porn on the Grammys. And that made me very upset. And that's when I started, you know, getting more active in social media, because I said you always, that I should be able to watch that with my kids. And I couldn't watch the Grammys with my kids. I had to send them in the room when that performance came on. So, you know, women like Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion were getting praise, and Nicki Minaj was getting beat down. And I was just sitting here looking like, this woman is at home with a husband and child. Why are we disrespecting her and praising these prostitutes?
Do all your kids have the same father, or do they have multiple fathers?
Yes, they have the same father. They have because Wiley, we do not believe in kids out of wedlock. So yes.
Oh, so you were married when you had your kids?
Yes. Yeah. Mhm. I was married when I had my kids, and
okay.
My husband fell around. But you know, like I said, sometimes I have to send him away to deal with my spiritual partner. So I mean, it is what it is.
Wait a minute. See, this is why I don't deal with you black women. You have to literally not deal with your husband to deal with your spiritual partner? What?
But Wiley, that's why Will Smith felt disrespected, because Jada, while he was still dealing with her spiritual partner.
I've never heard that before. So you have a whole husband. And you push him away so you can deal with your spiritual partner? Oh, my gosh.
That's why I have a healthy marriage. That's why Jada has to send her husband away when she's dealing with her spiritual
partner. Well, your husband must be really weak, because if he was a real man, he would put you in order. Your husband must be really weak, because he would definitely put you in order. You know what I'm saying? Because
very
you both
strong
honor
man. While he's
husband,
a very strong
man. You are the helpmeet. And there's no way in the world that you should push your husband, the head of the household, to the side so you can go on and screw your spiritual partner.
Wiley, this man, he takes care of his household. He takes care of his business. He's very successful. His kids are great. That's why. And the marriage is fine. We have no issues with spiritual partners. So, like I said, you know, maybe that's what Jada needs to do so Will can feel respected as a man, because if she's talking about it and you have not consulted that with your physical husband, then how do you expect him to understand your relationship between you and your spiritual partner? It just don't make sense. It just makes no sense, Wiley. Yeah.
I hear you, but there's no way in the world that I have a wife that I'm taking care of her, a black woman, and she have a spiritual partner. You know what I would do to that wife? I will divorce her, and
no,
I will get a white woman that will
sit
and respect me.
Do you know how many white women have spiritual partners? White women have spiritual partners.
Why won't be with
too?
Those type of white women? The white women that I dealt with have treated me with the most ultimate respect. It was one particular white woman. I'm just going to call her Karen. Karen treated me, I mean, with so much respect. She treated me like a king. And I just slept in her bosom.
Well, Wiley, Bridget
I'm like,
can treat you like
wow.
a king, too. Bridget,
that was just
Bridget
amazing.
Can treat
didn't give me
Bridget
any mouth.
Too.
No masculine energy. Very feminine. Very in her place. And did not say, I hate it. It was no neck rolling.
Y'all
just
want
treated
women
me like
to be submissive. But Wiley, you want women are not slaves, okay? That's the thing. You want women to jump when you say jump, you want to think how high. But spiritual women, we don't do that. We take care of our husbands, but you have to understand when we say jump sometimes, you have to think how high too. It is a partnership.
Again, a lot of masculine women like yourself think that women don't supposed to be submissive. God created you all to be submissive.
No, Wiley, no. God created us to be partners, to be helpful to each other.
But women
are
supposed to be submissive to the husband. You don't agree with that?
But it can be vice versa, too. I do agree in certain circumstances, yes. But it has to be a two-way
in
street.
In all circumstances, the woman is supposed to be submissive.
No,
Wiley. Just like I forget off work, my wife has to have the food cooked, the clothes washed, the house clean, and
she's not your maid.
No, it's supposed to be submissive. I'm bringing on the bacon, and she's supposed to be being very submissive, not with the attitude, not with the mouth, because me as a man, I have a lot of things, stressors that I'm dealing with. I don't need to be hearing her with that mouth and complaining.
Wife,
right?
Your wife is not your maid. You might want to get a maid instead of a wife. Your wife is not the housekeeper. Your wife is not the housekeeper. Don't treat her like a housekeeper, and you will keep her, okay? And get you a spiritual partner.
That's the thing. When I dealt with my girlfriend, she was a white woman, and her name was Karen. No back door. She had the house clean, and food, beautiful food. It was amazing. She wasn't ratchet. She did not wear a bonnet. You know what I'm saying? She was really about uplifting and catering to her man. She went out there twerking with bonnets and wearing all fake eyelashes and wearing all heavy makeup. Just a natural woman. Classy.
Stop being disrespectful to black women, Riley. Stop being disrespectful to black women. Because you're describing all the traits of black women, and you're being disrespectful.
I'm just giving my opinion of my experience. You have never been with a man. Because if you'd have been with a man by me, it's nowhere in the world you'd be talking to me like that if you was with me. I would have you in check.
Wiley, listen. Yes. Don't disrespect women, okay? Get you a spiritual partner.
I don't disrespect women. Every woman that I've been with, I've treated with the most utmost respect. Period.
I didn't say nothing about a woman that's working at Target.
You cheat on your husband with your spiritual partner. Period.
Why are you just sitting here and downgrading a woman? And I think I heard her name before. She's a blogger too. But it's nothing wrong. Maybe her spiritual partner is a CEO and her physical partner works at Target. We don't know these things in people marriage. That's why we should not speak on it. It's nothing wrong with your physical partner working at McDonald's if your spiritual partner is a CEO. It balances each other out, and the family is happy. Everybody is happy, so there's no problem with that.
All right. Let's see. I think we got Day. Day, you there? Hello? Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
What'd you say about black women?
What I said was the black women look at that energy. Look at that energy that came in. What you say about black women? But what I said about black women, sometimes they have a lot of masculine energy.
Why are you stuttering, though?
I'm not stuttering. I just said sometimes black women have a lot of masculine energy. Is that wrong to say? Masculine energy.
So when I asked you a question just now, that's masculine energy?
It can come off as masculine. You're supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. So what do you mean? Everything okay? You supposed to talk to me like that. Not like, so what you said about women? That's that masculine energy. That's that masculine.
So you're trying to say, hey, wait, so I'm supposed to be scared of you.
No, not scared. You're supposed to be like, hey, bae, what about women? Hi. You know, give me feminine energy.
Who the fuck talks like that? I'm sorry, I ain't even cut. But who talks like that? Wow.
The Karen that I went to every time, like I call her, she was like, you know, Wiley, what do you want? What do you want for lunch? Bring me lunch. No back talk. Just show me respect. I'm like, man, this is amazing. I would bring Karen on camera, but y'all would drag her, it's too much masculine energy. So it's nowhere in the world I would bring her on camera because y'all would drag her. I just not gonna allow her to come on camera. Y'all would definitely drag her.
Wait a minute, are you saying black women are masculine and white women are feminine? Is that what you're saying?
They have a lot of feminine energy. Man, they have a lot of feminine energy. Black women, y'all question stuff. Y'all get angry and mad. The white women, they just...
So you saying that we're not supposed to have a mind?
Y'all should have a mind. Yeah, y'all have a mind. Y'all definitely have a mind. And there's nothing against y'all mind. Absolutely. But, you know, the Karen that I went to, you don't believe that your experience, have you ever been with a white guy?
No.
You haven't been with a white guy. Have you? Okay, you've been with a black guy.
No.
I'm the type of man, I bring home the bacon, I bring home the bread. Do you believe in your position as a wife, that you're supposed to be the helper of the husband, or do you believe the woman is the head of the man? What do you believe?
But Wiley, I'm do accounting. I bring it home to bacon too.
I understand that, but at the end of the day, you know your position is to be obey the husband. You do know that, right?
I ain't gonna obey nothing.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's the energy. If I was talking to Karen, Karen was like, "What do you need, baby? I got you." That's what Karen would have said.
I
but black
saying, like, why do you have to go to work working?
Listen, y'all are already in y'all feelings.
Wait a
minute, and I'm just going.
Are you okay? Wait, we're on the ground.
Oh man, I just gave y'all a opinion. I don't know. All right, I'm just having a conversation with you all.
No, I just want to reiterate what you said because I'm like, what are you saying about women? You know, I'm gonna pick up black women now. Come on.
I love, you know, one thing I do. I love black women. I love the culture, the style, the smell, the build of a black woman. But in my experience, in my humble opinion, I feel like some black women just have so much masculine energy. Maybe because they went to school, they got an education. You know, the black woman back in the 60s did not have all that masculine energy. They was really being a wife at home, taking care of the kids, vacuuming the floor, washing the dishes, being really making sure the house was good and the man
like,
went to work.
I go to work and I come home and I still clean up and I cook. So what are you talking about?
I understand that, but we need more women like that. But the women these days, they don't want to think that their position is not at home, keeping up.
That's what they don't think.
I understand that. But, you know, maybe you get a good man, a good, strong black man that really have a standard of being a head of the household, that feminine energy will come out.
You just want somebody that you can tell what to do.
I don't necessarily believe that I want someone to tell me what to do, but I would say I would want her to obey me. And speaking of, to make sure, I mean, that's what it, you never heard nobody to love, to cherish, to obey. You never heard that. Karen would have never did that.
Are you kidding me?
So you never heard the term obey? So this is just new to you? You never heard
No,
the term?
I have not. No. My boss that paid me don't even say obey. What are you talking about?
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. You can't say it anymore because a lot of men want to say it. But they can't say it because they're going to get dragged by black women. And it's understandable. It's understandable of how you feel. You're understandable. But anything else you want to say?
You describing a maid. Yes, you are.
I'm not describing a maid. A maid is someone you hire for a service. I'm not describing men. See, that's the thing. Typical black women today feel like just because you're being a keeper at home, you're describing a man. No, I'm describing a wife being a partner with her husband and making sure the palace is clean.
But telling her what to do.
But that's my job as a husband to tell the wife what to do. That's a fact.
No, that is a fact.
The husband tell the wife what to do. That's a fact. And she give her suggestions.
Because we ain't trying to get you, I don't know, domestic violence situations or woman beat you up because you trying to...
I would understand that when she would try to beat me up or something like that. Because I'm just saying, that's the position of the man. I've always thought that. Now, I could be wrong if a man...
Mouth open once a link.
I could be wrong if... Some women don't like to hear this. I understand it because you have to cook and be the provider of the home. If you did not experience that life of working and building up your own career, you will understand. Now, some women out here that understand where I come from. They obey their husband. They have that feminine energy, right? And they uplift and provide and be a great partner to their husband. Some women out here don't see themselves in a good relationship because they have too much masculine energy. And that's how I...
tell me how black women got masculine energy and white women don't.
Well, I personally, I've talked to a lot of Beckys and a lot of Karens. I didn't really get that typically from them, the energy, masculine energy. I get a lot of feminine energy, and they treat black men with dignity and respect, and they make sure they
care. But y'all got a problem with us marching for y'all when y'all get shot by the police.
See, that's the thing. A typical masculine woman will say, we're not going to march, That's what you always say.
How many white women compared to us is marching for y'all?
But when we, as a black man, marching to work to provide for our family, Karen is there with the food cook.
March to work.
No pack talk. The apple pie is in the oven. Dessert. You know, when the last time, you know, you made dessert?
You don't even eat apple pie. You say the only pie you eat is sweet potato pie.
Okay,
when the last time
you baked the pie for your husband? When the last time you rubbed your husband's feet? I'm just saying. Okay, all right. Oh, gosh. Okay, hey, mouth open. But I'm just saying, when was the last time you scrubbed your husband's back? I'm just saying. Mouth open is here. Mouth open.
I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one. I understand. But I'm going to teach you how to get a good man. I'm going to teach you. Mouth open.
Greetings, my love.
Greetings.
Oh, God.
How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful.
Hey, Day. How are you doing, Queen?
I'm good. How are you doing, sis?
Girl, let's talk about something else.
Go ahead.
Wiley?
Yes.
Why the fuck are you trolling?
Why just give my opinion? Maybe my ideas... could be.
Stop telling lies. You know you're trolling. Cut it out. But honestly, you know I need all the laughs. You know what I am dealing with right now.
Yes,
I need all the laughs. So I am just dying laughing here. But why the hell are you trolling?
Listen, I'm just really texting my Karen girlfriend. Like, she is literally in it. She's like,
why do you have no girlfriend named Karen? Stop lying.
She's literally telling the truth right now. I would definitely bring her on, but I don't want her to get dragged.
Wiley, you have no white girlfriend named Karen. Since when you like raw meat? You don't like raw meat.
Listen, she can make an amazing pumpkin pie.
Oh, please, she make you shit.
And she makes an amazing casserole.
What is casserole?
And she makes an amazing lasagna. I had some of that, I think, last
year. Did she make you potato, what's called, Matt? Did she make you a potato salad with raisins in it, too?
Listen, I eat all her raisins because she treats me, and she massages me and everything. She don't wear a bonnet.
Okay. Why is Wiley trolling?
I'm just having a conversation. But what do you think a woman's place in a relationship? Do the women supposed to tell the man what to do, or do the man supposed to tell the woman what to do? What is the role of the relationship? Is the man
they're supposed
the
to respect each other?
Okay.
They're supposed to respect each other and communicate with each other. It should be 50-50.
Absolutely, and I think that. If you are single, if you're a woman in a relationship, you're married, you're supposed to make sure the food is cooked, clothes are washed, the carpet is shampooed, the grass.
You're not supposed to, but you do those things, but you're not supposed to. Why the hell you can't cook sometimes? You're hungry?
If I work and bringing home the bacon, eggs, and potatoes. And
if I'm working too, hello? We got to work it out. It's 50-50. You do something, I do something.
Well, I don't necessarily believe typical black women say 50-50. It should be the women do 90% and the man should do 10% of the household chores, honestly.
Oh, so you must just sit there and scratch and smell your balls.
Yes, and she definitely do the work, the housework,
okay.
And I go out and I do the work
well,
outside.
I work 40 hours a week.
I understand that. I understand that. But you, when you get off, you got to make sure that you have the chicken fry and the rice and the broccoli on the stove. And also make sure you have dessert. Typically, a lot of black women don't like making dessert for their husband. And they wonder why we go to Karen, because Karen going to make sure we have a full course meal. And that's, I just want to say shout out to my girlfriend,
Karen. Let me tell you something. You're telling lies, Wiley. I used to be a nanny, and I used to work with white families. And I have seen, honestly, in most of those white households, the woman is in charge. The man is putting on the apron, cooking the dinner, cleaning the house, and he still have his job too. So don't get it twisted. So what you're talking is just mess. You're just trolling, but I'm enjoying it. Keep going.
But see, that's why a lot of white women, because they hang around a lot of black women, they pick on that masculine. They pick on that masculine energy. They do.
I am done with you.
They pick on that masculine energy. And now, because they get the black woman as their nannies and they have these conversations, they're drinking all this beer and wine, they pick up that energy. I'm telling you.
Oh,
like, I'm glad that Karen is not, she don't have that masculine energy. She literally caters to me. Like, right now, she's saying, what do you want for dinner tomorrow? And I'm giving
her
my list.
Show us the screen then. Show us the screen if you're telling the truth. Well, Karen. You know, goddamn Karen. Bye, Wiley. Love you. Bye, Dave. Hi, Ammon. Who else? Deborah, Brightstar. I don't know who else is in the chat because I'm not in the chat, but...
See,
I'm leaving.
Okay.
I'm gonna listen to you and laugh.
Okay, see, Derek Jackson wife is to be a wife that I want. She's humble.
All the ground and Leon Lion is queen up here.
She's submissive, and I just didn't like that she had on a bonnet. But other than that, she's very humble, very spiritual. She caters towards her man. She's right there sitting beside her man. That's the type of woman or wife that I want. You know, someone like that, not too much back talk, you know, very calm, not angry, you know, very calm. And these are just my opinion of what I feel about it. I know some people are upset and angry at my commentary, but I'm just having my opinion of how I feel of what a role of a wife. Okay. Okay, honestly, that's how I feel, all right? Okay? Anybody else want to speak to me? Shout out to Mouth Open. Shout out to Day for coming on. Shout out to Day. Hello. Hey, what's up? Hey, Karen. Oh, it's okay. You want to come on the live? No. I don't want you to come on the live because they're going to try to, like, talk to you and drag you and stuff like that. But I definitely will call you back tonight. Like, last time, you didn't even massage my back right. Yeah, so make sure you do a good job. Yeah. So I'm going to get up, like, really, really early so I would like my breakfast cooked. Yeah, last time it was a little cold. I wanted, like, really, really hot. Yeah, so I'm going to get up around, like, 5:36. So I would like bacon, eggs, you know, and pancakes. Yeah, that's what's up. You know I love you. I love you because you do everything I say you, everything I ask you to do, you do it. I love you. All right. Kisses to you. All right. Peace. Okay. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Look, just look at the comments. They're literally dragging my Karen. Like, they're just dragging her. they're dragging my Karen in the chat. They're, like, dragging my Karen in the chat. It's okay. They is like literally dragging my curator to the chat. It's a shock. Really, really shock. I think yes. Okay. That's how you All right. Oh my gosh, man. I am not reading these comments. They're literally dragging in the chat. Thank y'all so very much. Happy Halloween to y'all all. And if you see this if you see this video, first time watching it, make sure you leave us a comment and thumbs up the video. Thank y'all so very much, man. It was definitely good. Ask how to buy your episode wish list. Really wildly, don't do black woman like that. You better have let the boss sisters reach your girlfriend. Oh, Karen got a football too soon. And a bunch of colors. Why is they dragging? I don't understand that. I just have my opinion. Why is they dragging? Oh, man. Okay. Also, too, I want to say thank you to Caillou for the Neighborhood Talk. In all seriousness, I want to thank Caillou for the Neighborhood Talk because he have showed us love. And anytime I get on the phone with Caillou, I always tell him to show love to YouTubers. And he's my brother, and I love him. Many people say I have a crush on him. I don't. I just love, that's just brother. That's just my brother. I would love to meet him. An amazing business owner, entrepreneur. He have a lot of great energy, vibes. Anytime I'm on a call, he's very calm, cool, collected, everything like that. I also want to give a special shout out to my supporters. I love y'all. Every single black woman that's in the chat, I love y'all. Y'all are beautiful. Y'all are loving. I wish every black woman in here getting a great relationship with a great man or whomever you want to choose. I do love it. At the end of the day, nobody is like the black woman. It's just, you know, you understand what I go through. So I want to say shout out to those black women, you know, in the chat. Y'all are just so amazing. Of it all. Okay. Definitely. I think every black woman, and shout out to my mom. I reached out to her and I told her I love her. And I think every man should treat their mom with respect. And I asked my mom, I said, do you want to go to the spa? I want to treat my mom to the spa. I want to treat her with dignity and send her some flowers. Because I'm learning how to be a better man by treating my mother with dignity and respect. So I definitely want to say that. Okay. I really want to say that. So with love, man, I want to treat her with dignity and respect. And I'm learning to be a great son because one day I want to be a good husband and make sure that I'm definitely there for that. Because my birthday coming up, November 11th, and I know there'll be some people in here showing us love on November 11th and giving us gifts. And shout out to the black people that gave us gifts out there, as well as all our supporters that gave us gifts. I do love it. I love entertaining y'all. Don't take what I say so serious. It's just commentary jokes. I'm a comedian, and I'm going to get y'all the calls in, okay, and trigger y'all. But I still love y'all, okay? You could be masculine. You could be feminine, whatever you want to be, okay? Because the woman that I'm talking to, she's good. She's good. She want to run for office one day. She want to get into some things. And so I just want to definitely be a great man to her. All right. So we asking $1 per year if you can. If you can't, I understand. I understand, though. I hope Becky cooked Thanksgiving food without the love. Listen, why is all so? These people are still mad about my carrot. My carrot. Hello? Oh, what's up? Yeah. Oh, you love me? Yeah. Oh, babe. Got to get off my live. Yeah. So can you have my water like really, really hot? Yeah. Can you put some can you put a little Luther on the iPod? Yeah. A little Luther Vandross. Yeah. Yeah, can you wear that special outfit I bought you? Yeah. Yeah. Can you wear that outfit? Yeah. The rare one. I love you. You're so amazing. You're beautiful. Yeah. You know, when I first met you at Walmart, I was like, she's the one. You ain't give me no back talk. You had a good spirit about yourself. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to you off the line. No, baby, you don't have to call in. I don't want you dragging nobody. I know you love King. I know you love me. I know you love Daddy. All right, peace. Don't go to sleep. Don't go to sleep. All right. Okay. Dragging her. 9867, caller, you on the air.
Hey, Wally, how you doing? Hey, chat. This is the voice of New York.
How you doing,
bro? Well, I had to call in, and I'm like, I know Wally's not trying to play, like, with your relationship, Wally. And the fact that she met this person at Walmart is troublesome. Tarjay, yes. Walmart, I don't know. I don't know.
She was a manager, assistant manager there, and I told her to leave the job, and she did, you know what I'm saying, because I wanted her to be at home, and you know what I'm saying, eventually, we in a process, you know, of expecting our first child, and I definitely don't want her at Walmart.
Well,
I want to be
you know, I thought you wanted to date a high-value woman. Didn't you mention that? Oh, in the past,
she's a very high value woman, and she respects me, and she honors me, and she obey me. For that, she is
obey
a high
you, value. Honor you. Yeah. Wait. What do you mean by obey and honor? This sounds like obey and honor. Like she's trying to be a doja, like submissive.
No, she's very submissive. She don't have that mask. Like you asking me all these questions, she wouldn't dare ask me all these questions. She wouldn't dare do it.
I mean, look, I could be docile, but I feel like it's supposed to be a conversation between a man and his wife. Like, he should leave without him telling her that he's a leader. Like, if you got to tell me or you got to tell her that you're a leader, then you're not a leader at all. You're supposed to already command that attention from her with very subtle words, and then she'll be submissive to you. And even that word is kind of troublesome, right? Like, I mean, Wally, what's going on?
Troublesome. That's the thing. A lot of black women are so masculine because they're wearing the pants, because they're working two or three jobs. They're
right.
Getting
so
off education and PhD.
Is black women masculine, or is just black men too emasculated? And they're trying to be like women. Like, they want to be courted. They want to be taken care of.
I personally believe that the role of the black woman is to be at home cooking, right, and providing for the husband. Now, I'm the type of man, if my wife want to work, I will support her, but she know that I'm the husband, right? I'm the head of the household. I am the head of work. So
but Wally, can you afford that? Can your income afford your wife staying at home? Like, the thing is, men talk these talks, but they're not making over $250K per year. You can't have that type of talk if you're not making at least over $250K a year. Why? Because if your wife gets pregnant, how are you going to take care of those babies? Not you all be pregnant at home and stressed because you can't be living paycheck to paycheck. Y'all got it all the way messed up. This is not, no.
end of the day, my wife, and if I were to have...
And let's talk about statistics. Average income of black men is about $45,000, $50,000. And how much time black women have are exceeding them and when it comes to money? Yeah. And as a woman and a black woman, you're not even making as much as you can because of, like, gender inequality. And we're still pushing more than black men. Like, that within itself, that's kind of sad. Wally, you see the statistics out there, so, I mean, who's really taking care of who? I would love to be a stay-at-home wife, okay, when I'm done with school, professional school at that, not like a formal degree.
Yes, I said typical black women. I always try to give statistics, but one thing I can say about, you know, my wife, Erin.
What do you mean typical black woman? What's the typical, like, you sound like Tommy Sumner. Is that his name?
What?
The little
no.
Uncle Ruckus.
Absolutely.
The little Uncle Ruckus on the line.
Well, he
says
a lot. But I would say, you know, one, the downfall of the woman is when she started making six figures. And she lost her identity as being a feminine woman, being the helper in
no,
the house.
No, that's the problem.
You
could be both.
To do that,
we could be both. This is the problem. This is why you don't know
women. Can you be submissive
to
your husband?
Both. A woman, if she's at work, she could be a boss at work. When she comes home, she doesn't want to be a boss at home. Who wants to do that? I don't want to be a boss at home. I'm already a boss in my professional work. Why I have to be? One, I'm a woman,
so,
and I'm a black woman.
Are
so
you in a relationship?
And I want to help my husband. But
are you
got to be doing stuff, Wally, to be helped. What are you doing?
Are you in a relationship? Are you in a relationship with
no,
a man
I'm not
right
in
now?
In a relationship.
Exactly.
No, I'm not in this relationship right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. A lot of men are not going to date you because you have
dating.
Too much masculine energy.
I am dating, and when I date, I don't even tell people my profession. I use a different word for my profession because once I say what I'm going for.
Are you
for,
masculine with it today or you're feminine in your day? What pants do you wear?
I'm
boots, Timberland boots
me.
And pants?
I'm from New York. I'm me.
So
I'm
you have masculine.
I don't debate unless I have to debate because I don't
allow
disrespect.
So you have masculine energy?
No, I don't have masculine energy. And honestly, everyone has both, right? Everyone's a dichotomy, right? We both have masculine and feminine energy, right? I mean, you said you date both men and women. So I'm assuming when you date a woman, you're more masculine. When you date a man, it could change depending on who you want, right?
But
so my attitude changed depending on who the person is. Do I go on a date and all rah, rah, rah? No, I don't. Like, that's the thing. That's how you know black men don't know black women. Why do you think we're on 24/7? Like, first of all, that's a lot of stress hormones that we're using for no reason. When I'm on dating, like, I expect to be courted and just have a casual conversation. I'm a chatty patty. But when I'm dating, I am not a chatty patty because I don't want to overtalk the person there. Because some dudes are shy. They can't carry conversation. Because everyone is so glued to their phone. They don't know what it means to be on three-way. They don't know what it means to press star 82 to find out who called you. Or anything. People have lost their identity that they're dry in person, like a dry paint on the wall. The dates are not creative as much, right? They think, you know, doing amazing things is great. And it's like, bruh, this is not creativity, right? You know what would be creativity? Why? Let me tell you a date you could take your boo to. Take your boo, and everyone in the chat, take your boo to candlelight dinner in the dark, okay? I went to that event recently. It's pitch black, and you're eating in the dark. Three-course meal. Each meal come with a wine, right? Yeah, tickets are kind of steep, you know, and it's an immersion experience with sensory. So it's like a show, okay? And every time you come with a meal, you got to figure out what she's eating. Would black men think of that? Probably not, depending on who you're talking to. Like, you got, I expose you to a new life. You know, I'm Aladdin. I expose you to a whole new world. Okay? But you know why I don't expose a lot? Because you're not going to take another hole to a date if we don't work out. I'm not going to give you too much. You know, I'll drop the little marbles here and there. But I like to see your creativity because I'm already creative. Okay? I'm from New York City.
Well, my creativity is
okay,
number
one.
Okay,
what's the creativity? Don't tell me. It's a genuine movie. What's the creativity?
I'm telling you, for me, my girl, Karen, we went to a Trump rally, and after we left that, we went out to a nice walk, and we talked about this country, and we had an amazing conversation, and it was sad because – I went and told a lot of my sisters that is black. They were angry that I was at a Trump rally with a white woman. And I'm like, well, what's the problem? And we had an amazing time. You know, I learned from my sisters and brothers that was at the Trump rally, and we had an amazing, it was an amazing time. We ate, we had amazing food, and you know, we broke bread. It was nice. We had an amazing conversation at the park, and it was really nice.
People diversifying your portfolio. Wait, did someone just call me masculine energy? Because I'm saying I'm exploring you to a new world. Listen, I rather explore you to something that I like because I don't like mundane stuff. Dinner in a movie is so played out. Going to a restaurant is so played out. People say, oh, let's go to a restaurant. Instead of going to a restaurant, let's make something together. Instead of you taking me to an ice cream shop, let's go to a place to make ice cream together. It's more immersion experience. And sometimes I got to tell them and drop dimes to them. As far as you and your little Becky, okay, like, it's just like that episode. I don't know if anyone knows what's that thing called? Don't Drink Your Juice in the Hood, you know, that movie with the Wayans brothers, and it was that black guy who's Hotep, but end up dealing with a white queen. Let me find out, Wally, you're like that. But if you're dating someone who's white, especially you, Wally, if you choose to go on to the white feminism side, then I hope and pray you are on her will. Okay, like, I feel like if you're a black man and you're dating a white woman, I hope you move up socially up the ladder. I hope you have all your stuff, I hope you have your pension set up. I hope you have your IRA, Roth, or traditional, your 401k, your 403b, your options, your stocks, your crypto, your Bitcoin. You better go ahead and step up to the 1%. If you're not doing that, you fail dating a white person. I'm sorry. Because she has all the benefits. She's white. So you're going to a 45 rally, you know, I won't be surprised because I can see Trump taking it in the next 2 years, you know. I hope you feel satisfied with that route, Wally. You know, no shade over here, but if you get in a Becky, if she working assistant manager at Walmart, bottom of the barrel white woman. So you actually played yourself,
I totally,
right?
Like, I totally disagree. I totally disagree with that. And one thing about it, she was massaging my feet, and I was like, "Wow, you're so amazing." She was like, "What do you mean, baby?" I was like, "I've never had a woman to like really cater to me. I've always had women; they always talk back. They have so much masculine energy. You know, wearing a bonnet." You don't want to go outside with their homegirls and all that anxious,
weighing
about, you know,
over-talking,
weighing coats, weighing about 3 or 4 coats of makeup. You really cater to me, natural, beautiful, and you know what I'm saying, making sure the house is well and clean and everything.
White women does blackfishing. White women wear little pieces in their hair. White women going out and getting the BBL. Let's be clear. White women does everything to try to look like a black woman, and y'all eat it up. Y'all, this is what y'all get brainwashed. Y'all really think white women really care for you guys. Sometimes they do. But unless you're a high-value black man, and I'm talking about in a certain percentage, they only with you because they have a fetish that they unknowingly want to know, right? And on top of it, they just want your money. You think if you are a regular Ray Ray Tay Tay, they're going to be with you? Even if they are, they're not. It's because no white man wants them. The statistics are out there. No shade, but even
give me 1 second,
world.
Voice to New York. I think we got another call. I don't know if this is my girl. Hello, Anonymous, you live on the air.
Wiley, this is Karen.
You're not Karen.
Baby, are you still on the phone? I need to ask you a question right now.
You tried it.
I love baby. Did you say you wanted bacon? Did you want bacon and eggs tomorrow, my love?
You really, really tried it. You're not my Karen. You are an imposter.
What?
Okay.
Wait, are you rubbing Wally's feet, Karen?
Yes, I rub his feet. I give him a massage, my hardworking man.
So, poor baby, he works so hard. What attracts you to Wally? Is he be piping you right? Because I know white women look at
him. He's a hardworking man. I've got a good insurance policy on him, and When the time is right.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Time is right. I'll make the calls that need to be made. But for now, I'll massage his feet. I'll cook for him. I'll be so sweet, so nice.
Wait.
Oh,
you
Wiley.
You cook for him, Paula? Do you use seasoning in your cooking? Because Wiley, I mean, unless Wiley's about to turn vegan on us and bring on those little diets and stuff, you know, Wiley be drinking a lot of monster drinks and all these little energy drinks. So I'm assuming you're not taking care of him the way you should. I mean, you're putting Wiley on a diet or something. What's going on over there?
The saltine crackers have too much salt, so I don't put it on his chicken. And we bake our chicken.
I mean, yeah. I bake my chicken too, but Wiley, I mean, I hope you're losing weight over there.
I personally, see, that's the thing. Like my wife, you know what I'm saying? My wife to be worried about my health because eating too much sodium increases your blood pressure. And have you have
we boil carrots? Problems. We boil carrots here at home.
That's amazing.
Carrots? No kale?
Carrots. No, just carrots for my baby boy.
So Karen, did you have a prenup for Marquise? Did you sign a prenup for Marquise?
Well, he still hasn't met my parents. They may not approve.
Well, listen, I want to say this.
So
my parents, I met.
Wiley.
Listen. I love the cooking. I love the feminine energy.
Wait, how did your wife never met her parents? What's going on? So you decide, boo.
Listen, I'm not with her parents. I'm with her. That's the problem.
Okay, but she's hiding, Wiley. She's hiding.
Listen.
You so that she's hiding you from your parents.
You gotta take it slow with the parents. They may not approve.
Yes,
why
as long
are you
as
not
cooking.
Wiley?
Listen. Sometimes the parents not be approving it, and you know that's fine. I told you know we was at a Trump rally, and I love the parents, but at the
I
end of the day, I'm not married to the parents. I'm married to my Karen. That's all I care about.
Okay, so no one came to y'all wedding. It was just a ghost wedding. Is you and her?
No, we had a couple of people at our wedding. A couple
but
of Trump.
The parents are not there, Wiley.
Listen,
we had Armand, we had Flame, we had Storm, we had Tasha, we had Day.
Yes, they were definitely there at the wedding. We had some amazing pumpkin pie and some amazing white rice and some amazing food there, as well as the amazing chocolate cake mixed with some wine. So we had an amazing time. It was an amazing reception. So,
well, I mean, you know, watch your food, Wiley, because you definitely said that you took out a policy on you. he said he took a policy on you, Wiley. So, you know,
the
I'm just saying.
The policy has to mature. The policy has to mature. But we did have Monique. Monique married us. Monique at the comedy show. She married us.
Yes, that's amazing. That is amazing. Oh man.
I'm glad that you and Wiley had something to, you know, because Wiley said that you're very domesticated, and you know, and you do all these things. And do you feel like Wiley deserved that type of treatment? I mean, because Wiley come on here and troll everybody. You think how you like living with Marquise? Like how it is living with Wiley?
Oh, he's so respectable. Wiley has one job, two jobs, sometimes three jobs. He works all day long. He comes home. He's tired. The last thing he wants to do is come home to a messy household. So I make sure that it's sparkling clean, spick and span.
Yes.
He takes care of all the bills. I have my secret policy on him. And he's okay with that. He trusts me.
He may be worse, you know, gone than he is here, right? Because if he work at three jobs, Wiley, you can't support a wife if you work at three jobs.
He's a hard worker. He has hard work at
him. Well, we thank you so much for calling in.
I love you, Bookie.
I love you as well. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. So,
it was great meeting you, Karen.
Thanks, nice meeting you too.
Yeah, you see the energy.
You make a lot of great points too.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, the chat was coming at me because they said, oh, New York women are man masculine. And I'm like, do you not see how the men are? Like, first of all, we're soft and dainty. You know, we may talk with a certain syntax is because of our accent, but let's not act like no one likes to sound like a New Yorker, right, Wally? Like, no one wants to go around and sound like someone from Chicago or someone from L.A., right? Like, I travel everywhere, and people know I'm from New York. No other states are like that. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, but I love my state, so, and I love my city. But, Wally, you know, I thought, you know, we would have saw pictures of you and your wife together, you know what I'm saying, Wally? You know, hopefully you have another woman just in case, because she do got a life policy on you, so you know what that means. Don't end up like Will. Don't end up like Will. You know, make sure you type in Will again, or you're gonna end up like, you know, Becky. Karen may go out there on the White Table Talk show and tell them how you're not slaying, how you're not providing, and get embarrassed.
Oh, man. Y'all is something else, man. I wasn't expecting this live to be this late, but again, we have a good time. So make sure y'all thumbs up. Thank you, ladies, so much for calling in. Love y'all. Thank y'all for the support. Thank you to the one and only Voice of New York, the masculine one. Thank you so very much, so much for calling in.
No problem. Bye.
You know I love you. You always call in and show love and support. Of the show, but I told y'all we was going to come back, give an episode. Do y'all like it? Did y'all love the show? Did y'all like the show? Okay, y'all commenting and everything. Good.
That's right, baby. I got a whole bowl of spaghetti for you.
Oh, yes.
Exclusive. That's right. Bringing you the best in politics and celebrity gossip. This is the Wally Show.
Y'all need to listen to that, okay?
Stop. Keep it going.
Oh, man. Okay. In all seriousness of it, I love black women. I don't see myself. In all seriousness of it, I do. How can I say? I would want a wife that understands me. I would want a wife that have goals and doing something wonderful in her life, and that we both uplift each other in our lives. That when we come together, it's like magic, and we both work and continue to build each other up. We have, or both of us have businesses that we support each other in our individual business. That's the dream. And if my wife want to work, then I support her in that. And if she work a shift and I get off work and she's working, I make sure the house is clean. So definitely, I think that a husband's job is to provide for the household. I've always believed that. And I also believe that if a wife is working and you at home, make sure the house is clean and make sure she got some hot food and make sure her shower and the bath water is good. You'll make sure it's good, okay? Okay? Oh, man, this is a good show today. I wasn't even planning on going live like this long. Wow, 2 hours. Make sure y'all thumbs up the video. Subscribe. I'm going to see y'all later. Oh, gosh. See y'all later. Because I got to get ready for the I got a show to do later today. Man, I got a show to do later today. But all right. Thank you all so very much. And leave a comment. Now, a lot of people are not going to watch the full live. They're going to see some parts of the live. Definitely. I am great. I'm just tired. Yes, I was just tired. We all going to be sleep deprived. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get me some rest. Wiley Hill, Wiley, ooh, there you go, 30. Hey, lady. Okay, you should make a part with the callers. Yes. Have a good day. I love life. Thank you. It's a white lady, huh, Wiley? Oops, there go $31. And so after his main job, yes, I did. Thank you all so very much. Thank everybody that contributed to the wish list. I got a couple items, and I'm going to check the P.O. Box Monday. We still got time. If you want to add or get something from it, that's perfect. And also, too, if you're giving it $31, some have already quadrupled that and contributed to the fund already. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This is why we reinvest back in the platform. Good day. I'm going to go to sleep. I had a plan of watching some shows. But I'm going to go to bed. Oh. Woo. Talk to y'all soon. I'm already yawning. Good night, y'all. Peace.